been telling the crew for the last couple of months, we're getting ready to go to Alaska. You need to be ready for Big Man Ocean because it is serious business up there. And when I got into port and then went to the staff meeting this morning at the district office, I thanked the staff for arranging a great shakedown cruise for the new captain. It was certainly that. The last few hours outside of Chatham Straits were pretty nasty.
More than a dozen members of the crew of 180 are on their first trip to Alaska. Captain Hester says when they arrived in Juneau, he told them,
"Congratulations, you've got your first sea story." Because our last night out was pretty hairy. We were rolling Sherman. I saw us roll over to 28 degrees a couple times when I was checking the inclinometer. And the EO who was watching down in the engine room said he saw a couple of 30-degree rolls. So we were rolling pretty hard. And the seas took out my stern light for a while and set off some alarms on the boat. So you know, a lot of people getting their blood pumping at 2 in the morning when some of those things happen. And when we pulled in, you know, I was very proud of the ship. It handled well. I was proud of the crew. They performed well. And I tell them in my command philosophy, these are the things I expect. You know, we're going to maintain the ship and ourselves. We're going to be mission ready all the time. That's what we're here. That's what we're paid to do. At the end, I finish with, most important is get some sea stories. Enjoy your tour.
The Sherman was launched in 1968, one of the 12 high-endurance cutters called the Hamilton class, designed to take on longer missions. For the next several months, the ship will be conducting fisheries law enforcement in the Bering Sea. Commanding Officer Captain Joe Hester says Juneau is a liberty port for his crew of 180.
So, well, the stores are still open and the cruise ship's still here. My guys are ordered to go ashore and have a good time and behave themselves.
But while they're here, they'll do a little training.
Our usual business in this ship is to head south in the counter-drug business. And so I've got a lot of people who are very good at chasing down Colombian drug runners off the coast of Mexico. But a good number of them have never seen an Alaskan fishing boat. And my concern is that they know the difference between a purse seiner and a crabber and be able to know how to safely board one and what are their operations and that sort of business.
The 378-foot cutter with a 42-foot beam has gas turbine as well as diesel engines. Hester says they were the first jet-powered boats designed in the United States.
I can run on diesel engines, which are, as you know, efficient, heavy, and relatively slow, but they'll get me there. Or I can turn on the turbines and use those and run a lot faster. Now, the problem is that the turbines on my ship are the same turbines they had back in the 1960s. And in the 1960s, fuel was cheap. So when I pick up the turbines on this boat, if I'm running near the top end of my speed, I'm using 6,000 gallons of fuel per hour. Now, if I'm racing to save a fisherman going down, it's worth every penny. And I'll do it in a heartbeat.
That's one of the reasons, he says, the Coast Guard is replacing the old cutters, though the Sherman is expected to be around for a while.
We're really pushing to get these new cutters online because they can actually outrun us a little bit. They're a little faster than these old ladies, but their turbines are so much more efficient.
The Sherman is equipped with a helicopter flight deck and retractable hangar, and its first stop after Juneau is Kodiak to pick up an H-65 Dolphin.
The main purpose of the Dolphin up in these waters is for helping us spot vessels, and they also do search and rescue so we can hoist.
The Coast Guard has begun to decommission the Hamilton-class cutters to be replaced by the Legend class. The Hamilton has gone to the Philippine Navy.
About two-thirds of my crew were formerly aboard the Coast Guard cutter Chase, and she was decommissioned and handed over to the Nigerian Navy.
Of the 180-member crew on the Sherman, 16 are women. Hester estimates that two-thirds of his crew is under age 26, ranging from 17-year-old new recruits to the 45-year-old captain who has been in the Coast Guard 23 years. About two-thirds of the crew are married, and for some aboard the Sherman, this is their first trip to Alaska.
I have a young man on board who's never seen snow.
Hester says he tells his crews to enjoy their tour and collect some sea stories.
So on our way up here, that first good heavy storm and dealing with it, for many of these young men and women, that was their first sea story, and I was glad to be a part of it.
What's your favorite sea story, Captain?
I've got to tell you, ma'am, I grew up in boats. My family's always had a boat. And my favorite sea story comes from that. When I was out in a patrol boat in Puerto Rico, and my favorite sea story was saving an old fisherman.
The 70-year-old shark fisherman had been in a fight with a shark.
And when we found the man, he was drifting off into the ocean in a small open boat, no radio, no life jacket, nothing. And he was out of gas, and his motor had lost its propeller. So when we found him and we got him up on the deck, he only spoke broken English, but he slapped his chest and raised his hands up high to us in like a big bear hug in the air and said, "Coast Guard, we are brothers." I'll never forget that man.
The Sherman and her crew will undoubtedly collect a number of sea stories as they patrol the Bering Sea. They hope to be back in San Diego by Christmas. In Juneau, I'm Rose Marie Alexander.